At midnight, with the house dark and quiet, and Trevor evidently asleep, he slipped out the back door and into the night. In all, Trevor had $80,000 hidden on himself as he wandered aimlessly south along the edge of the water, just another beachcomber out for a midnight stroll. After a mile, his pace quickened. When he had gone 3 miles, he was exhausted. But he was in a desperate hurry. Sleep and rest would have to wait. He left the beach and walked into the grungy lobby of a rundown motel. A chubby young man of no more than 20 said, "Good evening. Need a room?" "No, sir," Trevor said, as he slowly drew a hand from a pocket and produced a thick roll of bills. He began peeling them off and placing them in a neat row on the counter. "I need a favor." The clerk stared at the money. "What's your name?" Trevor asked.
"Oh, I don't know. Let's say it's Sammy Sosa."
"All right, Sammy. There's $1,000. It's yours if you'll drive me to Daytona Beach. Take you 90 minutes.
It'll take me 3 hours because I have to drive back."
"Look, Sammy, you want the deal or not? If you say no, then I'll walk down the street to the convenience store and find somebody smart enough to take my cash."
"$2,000.
"You'll do it for $2,000?
"Yep."
The trip to Daytona Beach took exactly 98 minutes. At 3:20 a.m., the car stopped in front of an all-night waffle grill, and Trevor got out. He thanked Sammy, said goodbye, and watched him drive away. Inside, he ordered pancakes and used his new Radio Shack cell phone to find his way around town. The nearest airport was Daytona Beach International. A few minutes after 4, his cab stopped at the General Aviation Terminal. Dozens of small planes sat in neat rows on the tarmac. He stared at them as the cab drove away. Surely, he told himself, one of them was available for a quick charter. He just needed one, preferably a twin engine.